ABC Network News with Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. The decision by Dublin City Councillors yesterday to ban gaming machines in the city may be extended to include Dublin County as well. A motion to this effect has already been tabled for discussion by Dublin County Council. Meanwhile, it's not now expected that a new gaming and lotteries bill will be introduced much before the autumn, following the decision by the Minister for Justice to review the subject thoroughly first. At present, there are 76 gaming halls in Dublin City. And the repercussions of the decision by Dublin City councillors are therefore extremely serious for the amusement industry. A mass demonstration took place in Dublin City Centre today, which involved trade union and unemployed people. The organisers have said they had a good turnout. Dave Johnson has this report.
An estimated 3,000 people took part in today's City Centre pre-budget demonstration on jobs, taxation and social welfare. The turnout was high and a letter of protest was handed into the Dáil to an official of the Taoiseach. On the other side of the coin, the Federated Union of Employers criticised the march by saying that the disruption to industry was totally out of proportion to any effect that the protest may have. Reports from the city say that traffic was badly disrupted, with border patrols and barricades in areas of the city such as Stephen Street, Stephen's Green, O'Connell Street and Eton Quay, where the march originally commenced.
In roughly half an hour's time, NASA officials will try once again to launch the Space Shuttle Challenger. Today's launch has already been put back 1 hour by a series of minor faults. Among the seven-strong crew is teacher Kirsty McAuliffe, who's planning to keep in touch with schoolchildren throughout the world during the flight. Among other items on the agenda for this mission are the launching of a communication satellite and a space station. That's provided they get off the ground. South African Bishop Desmond Tutu is back in Johannesburg following a three-week visit to the United States. He's again called for worldwide economic sanctions against South Africa's apartheid regime unless reforms are introduced. Calling for sanctions is illegal under South African law, but Bishop Tutu says he's willing to go to jail to bring about some change. Nikki Kelly, who was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment for the Salins mail train robbery but later released by the Minister for Justice, has lost a high court action to pursue a civil case against the state. In South Africa, thousands of black high school pupils have returned to their classes, ending a boycott which began last year. The parents' committees have given the government until the end of March to introduce major educational and political reforms. Otherwise, they say the children will walk out again. The pound sterling recovered on foreign exchange markets today. Higher North Sea oil prices, combined with the feeling that the worst of the Westland row is now over, appear to have contributed to the recovery. At lunchtime today, the pound sterling was 2 cents up against the dollar, at $1.41 exactly. The weather forecast for all areas, sunny spells and scattered showers this afternoon. The area high is 3 degrees Celsius. The winds are west to northwestern direction, strong and gusty, for 6 to 7 on the bay. 3 minutes past 3, that's the ABC Network News.
A fine song, I haven't heard it, absolutely young, thrilly. Woody Coolidge and Words. This is Nova on Long Wave on 254 kilohertz. It's a test transmission, and we'd like to hear how we sound wherever you may be listening. The number is 932996. That's Dublin 932996. If you're ringing from the UK, the code is 0001. That's 0001. Too big to mention. Dolly Parton, Here We Come Again.
Thank you. picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway let me slip away on you. Every highway we've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away. Slip away on you. Times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway we've seen better days. The morning after blue. From my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away. Slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway let me slip away on you. Every highway you've seen the better days. The morning after blue. And I head down to my shoes. Slip away, slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Every highway. Slip away on you.
Saying to us we should have the straw hats for this. That's Gordon Lightfoot there with Carefree Highway. This is Radio Nova on Longwave 254. It's a test transmission. And if you are hearing us, no matter where you are, we'd like to give you the number. It's 9932996. That's 932996. This is an American band, Poco.
Empty words. only companion. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Sweet greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Though the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep dreams and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dream? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane.
Foolish thing that we
a young man who's extremely versatile indeed. That's Michael McDonald and a track from his current album called... What is the current album called, Chris, as he takes a quick look at it? No Looking Back, actually. That's called Any Foolish Thing. It's NOVA, Nova, on Long Wave. It's 25 minutes to 4 o'clock. And if you'd like to give us a call for a reception report, as this is a test transmission, the number is 9932996. That's 9932996.
Baby, you and me, we got and never ever get enough.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah, okay.
Where 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans.
took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me too. Everything I'd done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. But if that was good enough for me, good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Yes, good old Chris Christopherson there. That's called Me and Bobby McGee. This is Nova on 254 on the long wave. You'd like to give us a buzz for a reception report. Anoraks all around the world at 932-996. That's Dublin, 932-996. While I take the straw out of my mouth, we listen to Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yesterday. I thought I heard somebody say, fly away and you'll be free. And now and then I think I see them once again. Old times and friends and rooms. And rooms. Are the skies a little blue enough? Are the loves a little true enough? And the loves we knew. And rooms. Just the mountains and wind remain. They're the only thing that stays the same.
Wave 254. It's just coming to 5 minutes to 4 o'clock at 4. It's Sybil Fennell is the news. To take us closer, it's How About Alfred and the Garden Party.
Thank you.
ABC Network News with Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. The decision by Dublin City Councillors yesterday to ban gaming machines in the city may be extended to include Dublin County as well. A motion to this effect has already been tabled for discussion by Dublin County Council. Meanwhile, it's not now expected that the new Gaming and Lotteries Bill will be introduced much before the autumn, following the decision by the Minister for Justice to review the subject thoroughly first. At present, there are 76 gaming halls in Dublin City, and the repercussions of the decision by Dublin City Councillors are therefore extremely serious for the amusement industry. An urgent inquiry into the shooting of two men by the UDR in Cookstown in County Tyrone last night should be set up by the British government. That's the opinion of the Irish government today. Two men were wounded when the UDR opened fire on their car on the Cookstown to Omar Road. The government is said to view the incident seriously. In South Africa, thousands of black high school pupils have returned to their classes, ending a boycott which began last year. But parents' committees have given the government until the end of March to introduce major educational and political reforms. Otherwise, they say their children will walk out again. South African Bishop Desmond Tutu is back in Johannesburg following a three-week visit to the United States. And he's again called for worldwide economic sanctions against South Africa's apartheid regime unless reforms are introduced. Calling for sanctions is illegal under South African law, but Bishop Tutu says he's willing to go to jail to bring about some changes. A suicide case in Britain is now being investigated by the Police Complaints Authority after a 29-year-old man killed himself at his home in Chepstow, Gwent. David Johnson has this report.
The man, whose name has not been released as yet, was due to appear in court. However, before the case was due to begin, he was escorted by two policemen back to his home for a change of clothing. When the trio arrived at the house, they discovered that the door was locked, so they allowed the man to climb into the house through a window. It appears that the man then shot himself in the house while the two officers waited outside.
In Uganda, latest reports indicate that the situation in the country's second largest city, Jinja, is calm. The city was captured at the weekend by the National Resistance Army. The pound sterling recovered on foreign exchange markets today. Higher North Sea oil prices, combined with the feeling that the worst of the Westland row is now over, appear to have contributed to the recovery. At lunchtime today, the pound sterling was up 2 cents against the dollar at $1.41 exactly. The weather forecast for all areas this afternoon, sunny spells and scattered showers. The area high is currently 3 degrees Celsius. The winds are west to northwestern direction, strong and gusty, 4-6-7 on the bay. 4:03, that's the ABC Network News.
Just close the door behind you when you leave this place. You don't know my name. Well, I'm lying low, but I'm running scared. Just even here, I wasn't prepared for meeting you. Honey, it seems so strange. No, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. No, you're not supposed to get to me. Oh, I close my eyes, but I don't want to miss this dream. This dream I've always played hard to get. Now I want you to go, but don't leave yet. There's a lot of lonely just outside my door. I wanna go, I wanna hide. I want your love, and I don't know why. Playing hard to get just doesn't work anymore. No, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. No, you're not supposed to get. Don't know what it means. No.
ladies, a big favorite was our very own Bob Gallico. That's, of course, Elsie Brooks at Our Old Town. This is Radio Nova on Long Wave at 10 minutes after 4 on 254 kilohertz. Very strange things to me, but 254. And many thanks for the many reports we're getting, indeed from Lancashire in the UK. We're coming in reasonably clear over there, which is nice to know. Hope you enjoy the music. The music, by the way, is a mixture of, it's predominantly country and country-related music, such as this particular artist here. This is Michael McDonald, and we played him a little bit earlier on. We were asked to play a few more songs. How about this? A track from his new album. This is called Our Love.
out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was falling inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
While we spoke of many things, fools and never learned is just to love and be loved in return. And sad of eyes, but very wise was he. And then one day, magic day passed my way, while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you've ever learned is just to love and be in return.
This is NOVA broadcasting on long wave on a test transmission at 27 minutes after 4 and at 4:30. Sybil Fennell has the news headlines.
At 4:30, it's cold and breezy on the bay, the way the world is this hour. Dublin Corporation's decision to ban gaming machines from the city may be extended to include Dublin County as well. In South Africa, thousands of black high school pupils have returned to classes, ending a boycott which began last year. The pound sterling has recovered significantly on the foreign exchanges today. There are further headaches for NASA officials attempting to launch the space shuttle Challenger. And finally, happy birthday, Colm Hayes, 1 inch taller and 1 year older today. I'll have the full story at 5. This is Sybil for Nova.
I like the love, and I like the people. I wish everyone I know could stand in the hard life. I hold a hand, I walk with the leader. We welcome in the morning, singing together. Can you feel the love that's in my heart? Can you see the flame we got deep down? Burning like a beacon in the night. Oh, 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 hard life. 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 Oh, 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 hard life.
I like the rain, 'cause I like your thunder. Here in a hard life, standing in the dark. Oh, 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 hard life. Oh, what a hard life. I love you so. As I juggled the phone, and all the while I worked, I was reaching towards the time when I'd return to find you and finally make you mine. It took most of 2 years to do what must be done, collect the pieces of the puzzle. You're the final one. I was shaking as I asked you, and you know by now, I guess, you made me happy ever after when you said yes. Yes, I do it for you, Jane. I love you so. My kingdom is flourishing and still it will grow. My castle, it's your mark with silver and gold. My lady is lovely, you'll never grow old. And I shout from heaven, hello. Could only stay the same, but I guess it never does. But God, I still remember how excited I was. Feelings of power I'd never known before. But when it whets the appetite, I had to have more. Homes in New York and London, on the beach at Malibu, I bought one for each facet of woman in you. By then you had retired from singing to bring our baby home, and I was winging around the country, and you found you were alone. Till I knew it, you changed. I love you so. Our kingdom is flourishing, and still it will grow. Our castles all shimmer with silver and gold, but my lady is lonely. Your smile is growing cold. As I search through the mist, so
like a child's eyes on a Christmas night. I'm looking at you now, finding answers to my prayers. It's a new day for those good old dreams. One by one, it seems they come true. An old love song, oh, much too long. You hear it once again, and it carries you away. It's a new day for those good old dreams. One by one. What a change of thee. No more dark horizons, lonely dreams. It's a new day for the good old dreams. All my life I dreamed of you.
I dreamed of you.
It's a new day for the good old dreams. And it's all because of you.
Thank you.
As I know what I feel, it is no reward to believe. Turn on the night, even if it takes a dark night. Gotta be sure by daylight. If I made the wrong way up, if I could be.
It's a cold and breezy evening on the bay, the way the world is this hour. The news this evening is dominated by the mid-air explosion less than an hour ago of the Space Shuttle Challenger just seconds after takeoff. All seven crew members are believed to have lost their lives as the shuttle disintegrated amidst a ball of fire. In other news today, in Britain, a government green paper published this afternoon has proposed the abolition of domestic rates. And the recession is being blamed for a decrease in the amount of money lent to home buyers in the form of mortgages last year. I'll have these stories in full at 6. This is Sybil for Nova.
I'm
And good afternoon, well, nearly good evening to you. This is Radio Nova, broadcasting on long wave on 254 kilohertz. This is a test transmission for this afternoon with you till 6 o'clock today. And if you'd like to phone us in a report, and indeed many thanks to those of you who have done so already, the number is Dublin 932-996. That's Dublin 932-996. More country now with Glenn Gamble.
Munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb,
chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as the feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night.
lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, or can holler beneath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason Dixon night. This is my life.
can be what you need to be. The rest is up to you. Plant your love and let it grow.
There's an old classic for you from Eric Clapton and Let It Grow. This is Radio Nova, broadcasting on long wave on a test transmission on 254 kilohertz. And finally, this is our final little announcement. If you'd like to ring us, you can phone Dublin 932996. That's Dublin 932996. Well, we sincerely hope you enjoy the music. It is predominantly country music and indeed country-orientated music. And we're leaving you with a final couple of songs tonight. And at 6 o'clock, of course, it's the ABC News with Sybil Fennell. So do join us again tomorrow afternoon. Bye-bye now.
Early morning, and as I rise, you won't even open your eyes. You used to love this time together. Now you won't even say goodbye. With the passing time, I've watched it change. My love for you still remains the same. Your love for me used to come so easy. Now it seldom comes at all. Could it be we're really over? Has all the love been gone? Is it finally time to face the hurt I've dreaded for so long? Done wrong. I hope in time we'll find a way to bring our love and back someday. If your new life's not what you expected, call and I'll come back home. For me, I can't share with another. It hurts me so. Could it be we're really over? Has all the love been gone? Is it finally time to face the hurt I've dreaded for? What in the name of love? But
for me used to come so easy, now seldom comes at all.
Back home to me.
Colin,
into your local Maxall station and take a look at the latest and a great range of gifts on offer.
Yes, take a look at Maxall's superb high-quality breakfast mugs. So simple to collect that you'll have a complete set in no time at all.
So simple, in fact, that you'd better start collecting the tokens now before all the mugs are gone. From your local participating Maxall station.
Breakfast starts early at The Pink Bicycle. Yes, early openings 7:45 for full Irish breakfast. Great value for only £1.99. Come along to The Pink Bicycle, Pars Court Townhouse Centre, where breakfast starts every Monday to Saturday at 7:45.
Transform your image at Peter Mark. Have a beautiful Wella perm at Peter Mark for £20 and you could win an Opel Corsa. 6 o'clock, first the good news. Your First National savings are backed by assets in excess of £600 million.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
ABC Network News with Sybil Fennell. Good evening. Disaster has struck America's space program. The shuttle Challenger with seven crew members on board exploded in midair less than a minute after takeoff this evening. All that was left to see was a ball of fire and a twisted white plume of smoke. Dave Johnson has the details.
In the aftermath of the fatal NASA explosion, rescue services are still trying to get close enough to the debris which fell to the coastline seconds later. NASA have said that there are no survivors. Reaction so far from President Reagan, who encouraged the idea of having a civilian in the shuttle for the very first time, is a reaction of astonishment, sadness, and anxiousness to receive as many details as possible. He was attending a meeting during the liftoff and rushed into an office to watch a video replay on TV to see what happened for himself. He stood there stunned. In the House of Representatives, the Speaker, Mr. Tip O'Neill, announced the news of the disaster. He then started prayers for the astronauts. The House then adjourned. The seven crew members on board were Francis Scobie, aged 47, Michael Smith, aged 41, he was the pilot, Judith Resnick, aged 37, Ronald McNair, aged 36, Ellison Enzuka, aged 42, Gregory Jarvis, aged 40, and the first ever civilian, the female teacher, aged 38, selected out of a total of 11,000 people, Kirsty McAuliffe. Her parents watched the explosion happen from a VIP platform at Cape Canaveral. Experts believe that one theory for the explosion may have been the presence of some icicles on platform number two, which may have pierced a vital heat shield.
The rest of today's news. The recession is being blamed for a decrease in the amount of money lent to home buyers in the form of mortgages last year by one of the country's fastest growing building societies. The Irish Mutual Building Society reports that it lent less than £4 million for new mortgages last year. That's down £6 million on the figures for 1984. At Prime Minister's Question Time in the British House of Commons this afternoon, Mrs. Thatcher was again pressed by opposition MPs, including the Labour leader Neil Kinnock, about the Westland affair and the leak of a letter from the Solicitor General to the then Defence Secretary, Michael Heseltine. But Mrs. Thatcher refused to add to the statement which she made yesterday. In Britain, a government green paper published this afternoon has proposed the abolition of domestic rates and the introduction of a local tax in their place. A flat rate community charge would be paid by everyone over the age of 18, including foreigners resident in Britain. The charge would be decided by individual local authorities. The changeover to the new system would take an estimated 10 years. And under the new system, households with more than two adults would pay more than they do at present. Uniform rates for businesses would be set by central government. Scotland could be the first to see the new system in operation. The weather forecast for all areas. Clear spells and scattered showers this evening. The area high 3 degrees Celsius. The winds are west to northwest in direction, strong and gusty, force 6 to 7 on the bay. At 3 minutes past 6, that's the ABC Network News.
George Talbot.
Radio Nova.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me?